Vectis Radio, FM 104.6.
This is a public announcement. Vectis Radio has been hijacked. You are now listening to the 4P's takeover. Normal service will be resumed in due course.
Christina, have you got Ian locked in the cupboard?
Yes, I've locked him in and he won't get out for an hour.
Thank you, no fault there. Now it's our turn.
This is the Movie Up Takeover.
Hi, this is Alicia and I really enjoy takeaway meals. And my favourite is jam mein with barbecue sauce. I have found a takeaway style jam mein recipe, so I prepared it for myself. It quizzes for two people. 2 chicken breast fillets sliced, 4 tablespoons of dark soy sauce, 4 tablespoons of light soy sauce, 4 tablespoons of oyster sauce, 1 tablespoon of cornflour, 1/2 packet of egg noodles, 3 tablespoons of sesame oil, 2 clove garlic chopped, 1 onion sliced, 1 bag bean sprouts, 3 spring onions chopped, 1 teaspoon of sugar, 1 teaspoon of white pepper, marinate meat for over 4 hours in tablespoons each dark soy sauce, light soy sauce and oyster sauce and cornflour. Put it in the fridge and bring a pot of water to boil and cook the noodles. When cooked, run under the cold water, heat the oil until very hot and fry the meat until cooked. Remove the meat from the wok, add the garlic and the onion in the hot wok and cook it in softened then add the bean sprouts, green onions, cook the noodles and the meat. Stir and add the remainder dark soy sauce, light soy sauce, oyster sauce, sugar and peppers and stir and serve. Homemade barbecue sauce. 100 grams of tomato ketchup, 2 tablespoons of dark brown soft sugar, 2 tablespoons of Worcestershire sauce, 1 tablespoon of vinegar, 1 clove garlic mince, mustard powder, salt mixed together. Well, it is worth making meals for yourself. Give it a try. Homemade food is awesome.
This is Hannah Barker's Superstar Film Review.
What film are you going to talk about this week, Hannah?
Amazing Disney animation film called Lady and the Tramp. And it's made in 1955.
That was a long time ago.
Yes, it was. And it's about two daughters fall in love and the lady is a cockatiel and Jack is a lipstick.
Bit of a Heinz 57 there.
Yeah, I do agree. But it's family friendly, so that means that it's all ages can enjoy it. And Lisa says, who plays Tammy, Larry Roberts, who plays Lady, is Barbara Lady, yeah. And it is a nice film. I would encourage anyone who can watch it.
I'm Josh. The technology we use today was invented a long time ago. First laptop was the Osborne 1, released in 1981, used a Zilog Z80 and weighed 23.6 pounds. It had no battery. Motorola was the first company to produce a handheld mobile phone on April 3rd, 1973. The Red Telephone Box was designed by Sir Giles Gilbert Scott, 1980 to 1960, and along with the Red Post Box, on a red London bus is an instantly recognisable symbol of Britain. FM radio was assigned the 42 to 50 MHz band of the spectrum in 1940. What were the first words ever spoken on the telephone? They were spoken by Alexander Graham Bell, inventor of the telephone. When he made the first call on March 10th, 1876, to his assistant, Thomas Watson, "Mr. Watson, come here, I want to see you." In 1921, the first pager-like system was in use by the Detroit Police Department. However, it wasn't until 1949 that the very first telephone pager was patented. The inventor's name was Al Ross, and his pagers were first used in New York City's Jewish Hospital.
Today I'm going to talk about cappuccino monkeys.
Sounds like a monkey who drinks cappuccino. Do they hang out in Starbucks or Costa?
No, they're actually found in trees in forests around Argentina.
Okay. What do they eat?
They eat shellfish if they're near the water, or if they live in a zoo, they eat insects and fruit like bananas.
Yuck.
How long do they live?
They live for up to 44 years.
Gosh, that's a long time.
Yes, it is.
And Christina, do they make good pets?
They don't really make good pets at all because they're really social animals and they have to live in large groups up to 40 monkeys.
Wow, I wouldn't want 40 monkeys in my living room, would you?
I wish.
Hi, this is Harry with his football prediction for this week.
So Harry, what was your prediction for last week?
2-1 to Chelsea. If it actually went the other way around, Arsenal beat Chelsea 2-1. I can't say I'm disappointed. It's nice to see them having a return to form.
So you got your prediction half right last week then. So let's see if perhaps you can get it completely correct this week.
Harry, are there any important matches this week?
Man United versus Spurs would be my interesting match.
Why is that an important match, Harry?
Because in the reverse fixture, Man United barely beat Spurs and I'm sure that they would like to get some retribution.
Who is the star player?
Michy Batshuayi.
What team does he play for?
He plays for Chelsea. He's mostly a bench player, but he was able to score 2 goals and get an assist against Newcastle. Very impressive, considering his limited playtime.
Okay, and what's your prediction for next week, Harry?
This might come as a biased Man United fan and a bit hopeful one, but I'm hoping a 3-1 win for Man United.
Okay, and against who?
Spurs.
Against Spurs, okay, so let's see, Man United fan, if that comes true. That was a good show this afternoon.
Thoroughly enjoyed it.
Let's get Ian out of the cupboard.
I suppose we should let him out.